This past week, Coach Donnie Jones and the Stetson Hatters cut down the nets at the A-Sun Conference Tournament. The year before Coach Jones arrived in DeLand, the Hatters were 3-13 in conference play and 7-24 overall. The formula for the turnaround? Coach Jones shares it here on this week's Inside the Huddle.
We're privileged to have today joining us on the podcast, Coach Donnie Jones of Stetson University. Coach, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast.
No, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
For those who have followed your career, probably this past season wasn't necessarily surprising. Did you have a kind of a checklist in mind for changing things around when you arrived there on campus?
I did. I think every time you come in, you got a blueprint of what you've seen. It's my third time being a head coach at a new program. I felt every time I've taken over, it's been a rebuild. So you either come in taking over from a very successful guy who's won, but every time I've followed, it's been a change because they hadn't had success. So coming in, so it was really just to breathe life and to be able to come in and be able to change a culture. And to do that, you know, over my years, and especially in reflecting and leadership and different things, building programs, it's always been something I've taken great pride in doing. And in doing that, you know, we talked about, you know, certain things that we wanted to do, the 10 steps I felt to build it. Would you like me to share those with you?
Absolutely. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. First thing is evaluate. I think that's the most important thing. And you're evaluating everything when you walk through the door. First of all, you're evaluating your staff, who the people that's going to be lined up with you, value-driven, who's going to give you the gaps that you need to fill, the things that maybe is not your strength. Who are going to be the people who can represent you off the floor, on the floor, as staff, who's going to be able to be have the same values and aspect of humility and coachability and growth mindset, or who are guys you're going to be able to share the message, because you can't do it by yourself. Then you got to evaluate the players. It's important. The people that's here, you got to get to know them, make sure you're spending time with them off the floor, on the floor, interviewing the teachers, interviewing the people. That's been here in this culture with what their performance has been, and just see, you know, who's committed and bought in to what you're trying to move forward with as you started. Second thing we talked about is obviously staff in evaluating that. Third thing, just building trust. I think that's an important ingredient. Once you've evaluated and added your staff, now you got to be able to add value to them every day, and I think it's about building trust with your staff and your players. I think the fourth thing was creating standards. You don't know what you don't know. And I think you got to be able to create the standards of what you want. You're selling your program to your staff. And remember, I keep saying staff as well as players because it's important each and every day. Next thing is accountability. Always the leader's job in the organization is to set the expectations, I think, and demand it daily. And that's so important, you know, with accountability for them. Develop competence. I mean, that's feedback. I think it's important, you know, why we're doing what we're doing, you know, what's the plan with it. And I think to be able to from them, to make sure it's not what you know, it's important that they know what you're teaching. Next thing is promote teamwork. I think it's so important that you got to be able to promote teamwork with the things you're doing every day with not only on the floor but off the floor. I think you're establishing trust with clarity and discipline while you're doing that. Eight things, challenge. The success of many great teams is just how you challenge them every day. And that's, you know, how you challenge them academically, how you challenge them off the floor to become better teammates, how you challenge them in competition on the floor is vital. Number nine is be the example. Obviously, leadership, everything rises and falls on it. I know how important that is. But you can't be a leader if nobody's following you. And I think you got to be the example of your staff and how you lead daily, you know, with your actions and your consistent behavior, how they're going to follow you. And last but not least is recognition. Not for myself, but your team. They got to receive recognition. I think it's important for the spirit of each kid as well as the team when they're striving for excellence that we recognize them. So, you know, the kids today, the millennials, and, you know, I got young children and older children in my house as well, and I know that each day they're looking for acceptance. Could be 15, 20 seconds. They're always wanting to know feedback-wise because that's how they're programmed, have recognition or something of how we feel about them. So I think that's so important. And sometimes as coaches, we only focus on the mistakes. We don't always focus on the good things they do, and they need to hear that as well. So that's the 10 things that I kind of look at when I walk in and take a program that I put together that I think has been a good blueprint for me.